Hi, this is Christine Carter and Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. And we are in day 12. And today we're going to talk about a ginormous willpower drain and how we can eliminate it. So what is this mystery willpower drain? Let's think. When are you most likely to eat comfort foods? When do you skip your workouts? When do you bite your nails, twirl your hair, pick your scabs? When do you drink too much? When do you spend an embarrassing amount of time surfing or shopping online? Here's what all these things have in common. Feelings of stress and overwhelm can be just negative emotions too, and low willpower or self-control. So what we know is that to boost willpower, we need to reduce our stress. That's the big willpower drain that we're talking about here is stress. So why? Why does stress affect our self-control so negatively? Well, because when we are stressed, our brain so kindly tries to rescue us and it directs us towards whatever we perceive to be a reward. So there's kind of an interesting study. Researchers have done lots of different types of studies where they stress people out, make them feel bad in various ways. And I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny. I just feel sorry for these poor research subjects who don't necessarily know that the researchers are studying stress. Anyway, researchers will induce stress in their research subjects and then see how they react to different situations. And in one study in particular that I'm thinking of, the researchers asked the participants how they felt about chocolate cake and whether or not they wanted how appealing it was to them. And then they stressed them out and then they asked them again. And what I think is totally fascinating about this is that feeling bad made the cake look better to everyone. But even to the people who had said that they didn't like chocolate cake at all. So suddenly being stressed out or feeling bad made people expect that the cake would make them happy afterwards. So this is the direct work of dopamine. The dopamine system becomes much more active when as our brain searches for rewards. And this makes temptations even more tempting to us. So not only does it make that chocolate cake more appealing, it makes it us more likely to go for it, to actually eat it. So I love this quote from Kelly McGonigal in her book, The Willpower Instinct. She says, stress points us in the wrong direction, away from clear-headed wisdom toward our least helpful instincts. So unfortunate. So think about for yourself when you actually, what you go for, what your comfort is when you are stressed. What does your brain point you to? So if it's stress is pointing you in the wrong direction, away from clear-headed wisdom and towards your least helpful instincts, what are your least helpful instincts? What does your brain perceive as a reward that you need when you're stressed? So it might be chocolate cake. It could be skipping your workout. It could be watching television. For me, just to broaden this a little bit from the usual suspects in this, I've noticed that when I'm stressed, I feel tempted to control others. Now, this, you know, I know that doesn't say much that's great about me, that my brain perceives that as a reward or as a comfort in some way. It's certainly my weakness, bossing people around. My poor children, right? I'm a professional advice giver. And when I get stressed, I feel tempted to control people. So what I have to do is remember what Kelly says here. Stress points us in the wrong direction, away from clear-headed wisdom towards our least helpful instinct. Well, actually, I just have to remind myself that this is my least helpful instinct to control other. And so I kind of make my mantra, I will not feel better if I make a task list for my children of things that they should get done, right? So it doesn't actually make me feel better. That's the key thing here, is that our brain is pointing us in the direction of things that it perceives to be a reward, but they aren't necessarily things that are going to make us feel better, especially in the medium to to long run. We might get a hit of pleasure. I don't necessarily, even with the controlling piece of things, it just makes me feel bad. So, you know, the mantra is, I will not feel better if I, whatever your weakness is, skip your workout, watch more television. And the second sentence is, in fact, I will almost certainly feel worse. So just having an awareness of this, what is that stress reward that you go for? And reminding yourself that it's not going to necessarily make you feel much better. Okay, but what we're going to do for this class is think about, there's three ways to eliminate this willpower drain of stress. The first way is to prevent stressful situations. The second is to increase your ability to cope with stress. And the third is to allow for some recovery from a stressful situation or from some relief of those feelings of overwhelm. So this first one, preventing stressful situations, the key thing here is to avoid low-level stressors. I think we need to really respect the toll that low-level stressors take on us. So little things that we think shouldn't necessarily make us feel exhausted tend to do that. So for me, being late is really stressful for me. It just is. I know it's not such a big deal, but I just am super, super tense if I think that I'm going to be late. Having a messy kitchen, rushing, all of these things take more time and energy out of my day than it does to actually just leave a little early so that I'm there on time or I don't have to worry, or even to plan to arrive 10 minutes early, or to take 10 or 15 minutes to clean up the kitchen, or to allow 15 extra minutes in the morning. Actually, you know what? It's usually 9 extra minutes in the morning, which is not pressing snooze. Right. So if I were to press snooze, I'd be rushing around. I just know that it's a low level stressor for me to be rushing around and that it's not worth it. So think about what your low level stressors are and how you can avoid them so that you can be more successful in the long run. So this requires taking a big picture view of things. In the moment, it can seem really important to check your email one more time or to knock one little thing off your list. When you rise above that, though, and think about your goals, if it's going to cause you a little bit of stress, you're going to pay for it later. In not keeping your resolutions, in all the other ways that stress is also bad for you. Okay, so the second thing that we can do after we've thought about what low-level stressors we have in our lives and made a plan to eliminate those or avoid them in some way, we also need to think about increasing our ability to cope with stress. So although it would be nice to prevent all stress, that's of course not possible. Life is, especially in this modern era, very stressful. So yesterday we talked about meditation. That is one of the best ways ever to reduce our stress. And then, of course, exercise is. So I'm hoping that a large percent of you are resolving to get more exercise. This is going to help you in that. If you don't have a good coping ability for dealing with stress, thinking about getting more exercise or meditating can really be a great thing that's going to increase the odds that you're successful in your daily endeavors and that you're successful in keeping your resolutions. The third thing, and this is what makes this class so fun to me, is to really allow ourselves time to recover from stress. So we've had a stressful morning or afternoon or something difficult has happened and we've just kind of felt like we were under the gun. What we need to do is allow ourselves to recover before it really falls apart. So we live in a very pedal to the metal kind of a society where I feel like rest is discouraged and, you know, people just want us to be productive 24/7. But in fact, that's just not the way we work as humans. We can't produce all the time. We need to rest, especially if we've been under a lot of stress. In which case, what we really need to do is allow ourselves to recover from that stress, to relieve that stress. So the best strategies, according to the APA, or the American Psychological Association, are These are the best stress reliefs are exercising or playing sports, praying or attending a religious service, spending time with friends or family, getting a massage, going outside for a walk, meditating or yoga, keeps coming up, doesn't it? Doing a creative hobby. What doesn't work, according to the APA, this and also common sense, gambling, shopping, drinking, eating, playing video games, surfing the internet, or watching TV or movies for more than 2 hours. So let's look at this list carefully. I want you all to look at this list carefully. What works for you? These are things that work across the board for a pretty large majority of people. Pick the thing that, you know, is realistic for you. Maybe going outside for a walk really resonates with you as something that will allow you to recover from stress. And thinking about giving yourself permission when you're stressed to recover so that you can carry on successfully by doing a little meditation or dabbling in your hobby or whatever it is on this list that works for you, building it in. You know, we can also build it in just to our daily or weekly lives, understanding that we all need a valve to release the pressure, the stress. So it can be part of our daily routines, and I think that's great. And it can also we can also create a stress recovery system for ourselves. So here's the thing. We need to figure out what we're going to do before we're in that stressful situation. And we need to encourage ourselves to really go after something that is going to relieve the stress instead of the chocolate cake. So I'm back to the first part of the class, thinking about the fact that stress points us in the wrong direction, right? So it's our brain that is trying to get this kind of recovery. It's trying to get some relief from the stress, and it's going to point us to these very unhelpful, quote-unquote, rewards, the chocolate cake, gambling, the internet, surfing, whatever your kind of weakness is. So Kelly McGonigal's suggestion is to figure out what encouragement you can create for yourself before you're stressed. And then how can you remind yourself of that? So, you know, my mantra might be that, I will not feel happier if I make a task list for my children or I try and control my children, right? In fact, that will make me feel less happy. But it's even better to have a way to remind myself of that, to not have to rely on myself when I'm really stressed. So, you know, can you enlist your buddy who's trying to keep a New Year's resolution with you or somebody from your cabinet to help you? Maybe you have a code word, somebody close to you sees that you're stressed and you're going for the chocolate cake and you don't want to do that. You know, I can have my daughters say, "Hey, mom, you will not feel better if you try and control us. Maybe you should put on your mix and go walk Daisy." That's our dog. I have a playlist that of songs that make me feel happier, that relieves a little stress for me. So basically what you're doing is you're directing yourself towards an effective reward. This should be in the same category as whatever it is that your weakness is. If you always go for Cheetos when you're stressed or whatever that is, try and replace that with something that is more effective. Now, I hear time and time again that people don't have time to recover or to reduce the stress in their lives. That they say, "Oh, that's all well and good, but when I'm really stressed, when I've got a lot of deadlines at work, I don't have time to take a 10-minute walk or to meditate or to go." I have a friend who works on model airplanes, and he only does it when he's not stressed, right? Because he feels like he doesn't have time. And I think about this often because this is definitely an Achilles heel for me. I definitely am prone to not reducing my stress when I feel like I should. And I remember what Gandhi said. So obviously, Gandhi was a rather busy guy, right? He's trying to drive a colonial power out of his homeland and keep Hindus and Muslims from slaughtering one another. He had a lot going on, a lot more going on than I have going on. And he is, you know, apparently one of the things that he said was that I have so much to accomplish today that I must meditate for 2 hours instead of one. I think Gandhi was a pretty wise fellow who accomplished an incredible amount in his lifetime that wasn't as long as it should have been. And so this has been a very inspirational quotation for me if I'm tempted to not allow myself the recovery from that stress. So just remember, give yourself that time to recover. Prevent those low-level stressors. Increase your ability to cope where you can. That is all for today. I want you to have time to go and work on this. Please don't forget to do your worksheet today. I think that this is a pretty important one. It can drive an awareness that can really lead to more success in life. All right, everyone. See you tomorrow.